Episode 45, Confessions of an Upset Mama, Weight Loss, and Me.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Hello, gorgeous mamas. How are you? Oh my goodness, I'm about ready to blow away. Our winds here are like constant 25 mile per hour to 30 mile per hour winds, and then we've got gusts of over 40. And so if you hear rattling, it's probably because it's just the wind, and I can't keep it any quieter. I hope your day is not rattling as much and is as loud as mine is right now. I hope you have lots of sunshine. I just want to welcome you today. On Create Your Now, we're going to talk about Confessions of an Upset Mama. And when I did the first episode, I kind of giggled because I was like, really? Do I want to talk about that? And so I decided that every Friday, we are going to have a chance just to sit down and chat. And I get to share a little bit of my journey and what I've gone through and the tips and tricks and the doses of joy and hope and just to give you some inspiration that, you know what, maybe you are where I was, or maybe you're in this situation now and you're looking back going, oh, I hadn't thought about that. So it's just a chance for us to chat, for me to share with you a little bit about my story and kind of give you a break. It's at the end of the week and you guys are hustling and bustling all the time and you're giving so much to everyone. And sometimes you just need to hear that there is hope and that there's stories and this is real life and that you are amazing and you can do absolutely anything you set your mind to. So today on Confessions of an Upset Mama. Now, I wanted to give you a little bit of background on that before we jump right in. The upset mama part is I am very much a perfectionist. I call myself now a recovering perfectionist because I try not to let that hold me back. But at the same time, I also know that I didn't just expect that of myself. It was also expected of me, but in turn, I expected it of others, and especially the ones I loved the most. And it was in those times when I would quickly lash out. My temper would be, you know, very short. If you were a stranger or a friend, you probably wouldn't see that side of me. But if you were my family, rawr, talk about crazy. And it wasn't a mean crazy. It was just like I would have this bite to my tone. My husband would tell you this. You know, it's like I was biting his head off all the time. I would be short with the children. And it wasn't like it was necessarily mean. I was just like, come on now. Why didn't you know that the first time? I mean, really? So the Confessions of an Upset Mama, that's kind of where it comes from. Now, through my journey, I've had the opportunity to really get in tune with who I am. Not that I still don't mess up. Not that I still don't expect. I have very, very high expectations. And so, yes, I do expect things to be done right the first time, but I try to allow grace in there a little more. And I'm not perfect, so I slip up. With that, though, the confession today, we are talking about weight loss and me. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story and where I came from with my weight loss journey. And then I want to give you on the kiss, I want to tell you about 5 steps of what you can do right now, today, to start your journey if you haven't already started a journey, or maybe to improve a little bit on your journey. So let's jump right in. I'm really excited. My weight loss, I'm married. We've been married now over 21 years. In fact, this February, we will have been together for 25 years. So excited. And we've had our mountains and valleys through our relationship. And I can tell you God has truly blessed us, and I wouldn't have changed anything for it. And along with that, those blessings has been 5 children. And some people would say, well, did you plan for those 5 children? The answer is no. We did not plan. They were all blessed surprises. In fact, if it was to have gone as my husband had it planned, we may only have had two children. He probably would have been happy with one child. But that wasn't the case. God had other plans and said, I am blessing you with five. And he did. And I absolutely love it. In fact, I probably would have 20 children if I could. But I'm great with five. I'm very, very happy and very blessed to have five. So when I was going and having children, okay, I was either pregnant or nursing for 10 years. That puts a huge toll on your body. I mean, it just does. And so at my heaviest point, before I started kind of when this huge tornado came in my life, I was over 200 pounds. Yes, you heard right. I was over 200 pounds. And it was funny because I would look at myself in the mirror and honestly, I wouldn't like who I saw, but I accepted who I was. And I was really good about knowing that I was doing these amazing things and serving people and working in the church and taking care of my children and taking care of my husband, that really what I saw in the mirror, I didn't think was affecting me. But actually, it really was. And it was affecting me by my tone of voice, by my actions. If we went out, I would say, I have nothing to wear. There was always something. And it became very irritating to my husband. It became irritating to my children. And we had my children and I, we have a great relationship. But you know, things can always be just that one step better. And so when the tornado hit, And it hit really hard. Basically, my husband told me I've fallen out of love. That's where it started. And it was at that point that God said, I am going to strip you of everything so I can give you what I designed specifically for you. Wow, really? And I look back on that going, Lord, why? Why did I have to go through that? I know why now. And I wouldn't change it. So when that tornado hit and I basically lost everything that I thought I had worked for, okay? So I looked in the mirror and said, okay, this, you don't like who you are. Something's got to change. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Well, one thing, I needed to change not only from the inside out, but the outside in. I did not like my physical appearance, okay? When people would ask me things, there was an excuse kind of like, oh, you know, I was either pregnant or nursing for 10 years. And, you know, I could pump like 16 to 18 ounces in one sitting. And yeah, I was a cow. Well, you know what? I continued to feel like a cow. I became a cow. Little did I know that subconsciously that was way deep inside. And it wasn't till I was looking back on my journey that this all started to come about. Well, at that point when the tornado hit and the winds were blowing, funny that we're talking about that now because these winds are kind of reminding me of the crazy tornado. I decided that I needed to take action. And so I did. And in 2.5 months, I lost over 75 pounds. Yes, you heard. Are you still breathing? Are you still listening? I lost over 75 pounds in 2.5 months. Now, I did a lot to make that change. That was truly my body, my outside transformation. But I didn't just transform from the outside in. I had to do it from the inside out. And that's truly what I believe that you have to do when you are wanting something more than what you have. You're wanting that transformation. You want that change. You desire it. Maybe you have this dream and you really don't know what it is exactly, but it's there. But sometimes it won't reveal itself completely until you are the holistic person that God created you to be. And so that's the journey I started on. I was not at all into fitness at all. In fact, I've never been or held a membership at a gym, ever. Okay. So when I went on this weight loss journey and said, okay, I'm doing this and I'm going to make an impact on me. This was for me. This wasn't for anybody else. This wasn't for my husband. It wasn't for my children. Obviously they benefited from it, but this was for me. I was making myself a priority. And I started, it was during the summertime, so I knew that in order for me to get it done, I had to do it in the morning, okay? So I got up between 3:30 and 4:30 every single morning, and I went to the track at the high school. And I put one foot in front of the other. I took one step, which led to one lap, which led to miles. I was doing 7 to 11 miles a day. Now, some of you are thinking, oh, I can't do that. I don't have time. You see, that was the difference. This time was for me. This was my time to make me a priority. You see, that important number 7 was for 1 mile for everyone in my family. 1 mile for me, 1 mile for my husband, and 1 mile for each beautiful child that we had. That's why it was 7 to 11. And it was kind of fun, 7 to 11, you know, the store for those of you in the U.S. Yes, there was a store 7 to 11 and 7-Eleven, and it just worked. It was easy to remember, and counting the laps was fun too. So that's what I did. Obviously, that wasn't the only thing I did, because after I was able to walk that, I started to run. And so I would run a lap, and I'd walk a lap, and I would run 2 laps, and I would walk 1 lap. And then it was 3 laps. Pretty soon, I was running 4, 5, 6, 7 miles at a time. And then I would use my cool down to walk. I could not believe myself. It was so awesome to see how I progressed little every single day. Every morning I got stronger and stronger. Was I tired when I first began? Yes, but I took action. I didn't wait for the motivation. I just said, this is what I'm going to do. Now, along with the exercise and fitness part of it, I opted to, nutrition. We have to feed our body. And I never knew how messed up my body was until I started this journey. But looking back, now I can see everything. I can see why I had major cramps when I was younger, why my family nicknamed me garbage mouth. I mean, seriously, you know, all this stuff, why I had such a horrible gallbladder and had to have it removed. And I had a huge stone that had to be removed also. It just story upon story. And so looking back, I was like, yeah, I really screwed that up. But I didn't know. But nutrition became very important in my transformation part of this. And so I had my fitness going, and then I started eating right. I ate the right foods. I ate the foods that God created. I stayed away from processed foods. That included gluten, that included wheat, that included grains, unless if it was in its most natural state, it did not enter my mouth. It didn't. And you know what? I've never felt better than when I started that. When I eat what I call crap or junk food, I ache more. My muscles hurt. My joints stiffen. And hey, age, I'm all with age and wisdom, but I don't want to have to sacrifice my body and sacrifice it to pain for simply the matter of it's the food that I'm putting in my body. So I changed my nutrition. And then on top of that, I went and I had a coach. I had a wonderful pastor, and we worked together on this. And so those are my three. That's what I did on this journey that I was on. And so you may say, well, gosh, Christiane, you lost 75 pounds in 2.5 months, and I've been trying to lose 20 pounds for 5 years. Well, look at what you're doing. Number one, are you making yourself a priority? Number two, are you doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results? Ugh. Yeah, that's the one that gets us all the time. And is it that goal that you said you decided on, but you were afraid to commit to it? And you just did it all the time, regardless of the situation? I can remember when I was aiming to lose these pounds, and I was wanting the weight to fall off, and it did. I mean, it started falling off, and it was awesome. I felt so It was amazing. I can't tell you how awesome it is to be able to not feel like a cow anymore and truly to love my reflection. But in that whole process of it, I had to find out what worked for me, and I had to commit to me. And that commitment meant that even though it was a hot summer day, I still found time. If I didn't get out in the morning because it was raining, I still ran later on in the afternoon. I did it. There was no weather stopping me. And I did this for years, and I still do it. Now, I do not necessarily run that as much. I do run on average 3 to 4 miles a day. That is my stress reliever, okay? I enjoy running. That's my downtime. In fact, the kids know that, that's mommy's time. And when they see me in my garb, they're like, where are you going today, Mom? I'm like, well, I'm going to go for a run. Or no, I'm going to go do some strength training. They know, because they know that when I am taking care of myself, I can better serve them. I can better love them and give them exactly what they need when they need it. So I really want to encourage you today that nothing is impossible. If I could do this, you can do it too. And it takes one step. And here's your kiss. Your kiss is this. Start right where you are. Don't wish that, oh, man, if I only would have done this over the last 3 years, I wouldn't be where I am today. No. Remove that from your mind right now. Scratch it off. You need to start right where you are. Right where you are now. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror, and I want you to say, I am worth it. I am worth it. You see, God created you. You were wonderfully and fearfully made in His image. He loves you, and I love you. I care about you, and you need to care about you so you can love your babies, so you can love your spouse, your partner. You need that. You need to make yourself a priority. So the kiss is, number one, I want you to take one action a day to focus on, one action. Okay, maybe for you, it's drinking sodas. I'm telling you, there's so much sugar in that stuff. It is so not good for you, okay? But we won't talk about in-depth nutrition right now. But if that's the one thing you change, then start there. One thing to focus, one action a day, okay? Just one, all right? You can go, if you're a big soda drinker, then you could go, maybe you're going to allow yourself 2 sodas versus the 5 that you normally drink. And then you drink water instead, okay? If you are trying to lose weight and that's your goal, you want to be drinking half your body weight in water, in ounces of water, okay? Yeah. So let's just say you're 200 pounds. That means you should be drinking 100 ounces of water a day, okay? All right. Number two, you need to find yourself a coach or community. Some people of like-minded individuals to wrap around you and to come together and say, you know what, we're here to support each other, okay? Our family, they may love you, but they are not going to give you what you need, okay? Go listen to the episode, Who Knows Your Secret? And that episode there will give you kind of an insight as to really who you should be talking about your goals to, okay? Number three, nutrition, okay? You need good nutrition. Good nutrition doesn't have to be expensive, but changing our eating habits, think about it. How often are you going out to eat? How often, okay? What are you eating? How much of it is coming from a boxed from a box, actually. Are you eating from a box, okay? Number four, move more. Be intentional on your movement. We sit way too much. And I know for me, and I don't even have to have any of that high technology stuff that you wear in your band and you have, you know, connected to your smartphone and all that. You know whether or not you're being intentional. So I'm not telling you to go spend money here. I'm telling you to make a commitment to yourself and say, you know what? I need to start moving intentionally for 30 minutes a day. Maybe that's to go take a walk. Maybe you are one who likes to do Zumba with your daughter and you love to dance. So go do Zumba with your daughter, okay? 30 minutes a day, All right. If you're a runner and you haven't ran in a while, maybe you got that treadmill that's holding up all those clothes. Unbury it. Come on. You can find it. Unbury that treadmill. Get on it and start walking. And then start running just one lap at a time and then walk a lap. And then bring it up. And who knows, that love for running will probably come right back to you. Last but not least, I want you to start dreaming again. Yes, start dreaming again. You know, because we as moms, as women, we take care of everybody else and we don't dream. What would happen if you took your inside out and outside in transformation? What if you took that? Where would your dream be today? Maybe that's what's holding you back. You see, that's what I realized when I was going through my tornado. One of the things, of course, was the losing weight part. That was holding me back. It didn't make me less of a good person, but it did slow me down. It slowed God down. And he said, I have so much more planned for you. And I've given you all these red flags in your life, but you are constantly missing them. So therefore, to get your attention, hello, I'm speaking to you, to get your attention, I need you to listen here. So here comes a tornado. Are you ready to listen? Are you ready to surrender? You see, when I made that decision, I actually decided. When I decided, I committed. After I committed, I believed I could do it. And then I took aim. Aim, action ignites motivation. I didn't wait for the opportunity to, when I feel like it, because you know what? I didn't feel like it. There were many days that I was like, really? But I had my clothes laying out. My shoes were there. My socks were ready. My water bottle was sitting there filled. My keys were there. All I had to do was to get dressed, go get in the car, drive to the track, and go one step at a time. Start right where you are, Mom. You can do this. I believe in you. You can commit to this, and you can become what God created you to be. And he knows he has got a magnificent plan for you. And you may already be on that pathway now. But when you continue to take that journey, when you totally surrender and you become what he wants you to be, oh my gosh, talk about a celebration. It is amazing. Okay? I just want to encourage you. Go out. Be incredible. Truly. Go out on a mission. And go to createyournow.com. I talked about nutrition, and you can get your best selfie meal plan right there. It's for free. It's great. It's jam-packed with information. Go check it out, createyournow.com. You'll see it there on the right-hand side, your best selfie meal plan. You can download it. Let that be some motivation to you, some inspiration that you can take from my little story of it took one step at a time, which became one lap, which became many miles, which became multiple marathons. I pray that you will run the race of endurance of life and that you will go out and be present, be incredible, be you. I love you all so much. I will see you on the other side. Blessings and hugs.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.